Hi there, I'm Ore with the BBC World News for Children. It's Tuesday, the 1st of June. Coming up, the latest attempt to plug the American oil leak has failed, World Cup teams are picked, and a Japanese teenage girl is a baseball hit. First, the United Nations say they want an investigation after Israeli troops raided a fleet of boats, leaving at least 10 people dead. The boats are bringing aid to Gaza, where lots of Palestinians live. Israel says its soldiers were attacked with weapons first, but the people on board the ship say Israeli troops came on board shooting. There's a very long history of conflict between Israelis and Palestinians. They've been fighting over territory for around 70 years. The latest attempt to stop the oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico has failed. BP had been pumping tons of mud into the well. It looked like it might be working, but it turns out that the oil is still gushing out. To make matters worse, the storm season is due to hit the area soon, and that could make the oil even harder to contain. Coast Guard Larry Chambers flew over the oil slick. He describes what he saw.
When you go on an overflight like that and you actually see the amount of the oil that's out there, it stops your heart for a moment. And that's why we're out there working.
World Cup news now, and a lot of footballers have had a very nervous morning, waiting for the call that tells them whether they will or won't be playing for their country in South Africa. And it looks like Fabio Capello's England team will be travelling without Arsenal winger Theo Walcott. The 21-year-old was a surprise inclusion in Sven-Göran Eriksson's squad at the last World Cup in Germany. Earlier, South Africa made its selection. Coach Carlos Alberto Pereira cut five players from the provisional squad. The country's record goalscorer and West Ham striker Benny McCarthy was one of them. The 32-year-old has struggled with his fitness recently. Other surprise omissions were goalkeeper Rowan Fernandes and defender Bryce Moon. To find out who the other winners and losers are, head over to the BBC Sports website. In tennis, the quarterfinals of the French Open get underway today. Roger Federer takes on Robin Söderling in a repeat of last year's final. And world number one Federer reckons he's got a tough opponent.
He's an opponent to not underestimate. Obviously, he beat incredible players on the way to make the finals here last year. And so clay seems to also become really his surface of preference as well.
And finally, a teenager from Japan has become the first female to play professional baseball in two countries. Nicknamed the Knuckle Princess because of her pitch, Eri Yoshida, who's 18, plays in Japan and is also the first woman to pitch professionally in the US for 10 years.
Number three, Eri Yoshida!
Eri plays with and against men who are twice her age, and her performance is inspiring other girls to get involved.
I've been playing softball for so many years now, and I maybe think about going into baseball. That would be pretty cool.
And today's question is all about baseball. We want to know what Major League Baseball team is based out of the Bronx in New York City. OK, that's all from the World News for Children team. We're back tomorrow with more top stories.